day that when our family members come to Alcoholics Anonymous, they can experience the same love and understanding that we didn't get when we got here, right? That's the thing. We need to make sure that this place is available to others, right? So I thank the people who's in service, the committee, and Alcoholics Anonymous, because you've showed me how to serve in a way that serves me. When I serve others, and I do this unconditionally, I serve myself. And when I serve myself unconditionally, and I take care of myself, I serve others. It's just one natural thing that happens. Give me some time here too, because I can go on and on and on. You don't like me go on and on. There's a couple things too that I wanted to I'll share a little bit. You know, when people is people. People come at us in many, many different ways. I know they come to me in many different ways. They get different pants on. They get different shirts on. They get one. Some get Lays. Some no more. Some get glasses. Some get buck tooth. Some get crooked eye. But you know what I understand, though? We are all child of God. And what are we doing to help and kukua these people? I was walking around Waikiki, and I forgot where I was. I live on the Big Island, and the Big Island is so mellow, so quiet, just green, but noisy with koki frogs. But hardly any ambulances and broken cars and people screaming, and no more. You don't can see the homeless like you can see over here. Is that our job to take care of the homeless? No. Our job is to stay sober first so that we can take care of the homeless, so that we can help. There's a lot of us that work in that environment. You know, a lot of drug rehab, people that live working, alcoholic folks, that counselors and stuff like that. And a lot of us, we find ourselves working in that community. You know, in the community of helping people. Hence, we become, through our service structure, we become people helping people helping people. That's who we are. And that's what we do. And that's why this primary purpose of having the sense of duty is so important, because at any given moment, you can look back at our theme and just remember why we here today. We are here to be of service to each other. You know, from the people who are doing the security, thank you, mahalo. That's awesome. To the steering committee, to all of the people doing all of the different logistics, the registration, the volunteering, thank you. And I say this because I know what it's like to be of service to others. That has been my experience. I love serving others. I love being of service because it fills me up with love and understanding, and most importantly, aloha. So if you're here in Hawaii, let's be Hawaiian. Yeah, let's be Kanaka. Yeah. So if you don't know how to say the Hawaiian words, please, all you visitors, practice. Yeah? That's what the program had taught us, right? And if you really don't know, ask one Kanaka. Yeah? See, that's the kind of stuff the program would give us. We're not scared to ask for help anymore. You know what I mean? We just go ask for help, right? Please give me time, man. Somebody, anyway. I'm just going to go on and on. And say, let's talk about service. Let's talk about home group. Home group, I think, is the most important place. It allows us to be connected to something. It allows us to connect to people. It allows us to be of service in the home group. When we serve the home group, we serve AA as a whole. When we serve our home group, we serve others, the newcomers that come into the home group, to the meetings, that don't know nothing about Alcoholics Anonymous. And we the ones need to share that and teach that to others. We need to do that. Okay.